Shalom from Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. I'm sitting right here in my hotel room in Jerusalem, has a view out toward the Mount of Olives. And there I see the tower that they call the Resurrection Tower. I don't know for sure if that's the spot where he resurrected from. It's not resurrection, ascension. Ascension, Tower of Ascension, where he ascended to heaven. I don't know if that's really the spot on the Mount of Olives where he ascended, but I know he did ascend. And I know he who ascended is going to come back there very soon and put his feet on that mount. And then all these problems that we see, and we see so many wherever we go, they'll be settled. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there in Jordan?
Yes, I am in Jordan, sitting in the guest room right in the house. Not too far from you, hour and a half drive.
Not too far. Hour and a half drive, no. Not very far. And as the crow flies, not far at all. Brother Max, it's so good to hear your voice, and I would like you to call me after this call. Can you do that?
Yes, I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, the day here is beautiful, and we're not that far apart. I'm sure it is where you are.
No, it's about supposed to be 84 degrees here today. It's beautiful afternoon.
Well, we have been in the north, and we've been to some places where it's cold, but right now this is a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Now, just a little housekeeping here. I'd like you all to, Brenda will be at noon out at Prayer Mountain, and let's change the call to 12:30 noon Central Time, which will be 7:30 for me here. I don't know what time it is for you, Max. 7:30 will it be? But our tour group, what Shelley and I did, we were at, we were at Ariel in in Samaria, Shomron, and the tour is touring throughout there today. We also were there yesterday. But Shelley and I left by private car, a friend our guide, and we drove to Jerusalem so that we could be here for the prayer call, where everything's really good here at this hotel and we can make contact. Now, we've got the greatest group of people, and we're having a marvelous time. And, some of them were disappointed that they're not going to get to be on this noon prayer call. And so I told them we'll do our best that they can be on the evening prayer call. So they're due here at the noontime, what we would call it home. They're due back here at 6 p.m. and having dinner. So that will give them an hour and a half to have dinner and get on the call. So let's have that call 30 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. I heard someone signed in from California, so it's pretty early in the morning for you there. So wherever you are, adjust it so that you can be with us, and that will be 30 minutes past the hour for Brenda and for everyone at home to know. Now, we're having a great tour, and I have with me Onesimus Williams, who works with us in our technical department, and he's making some wonderful videos and some things for you to see and be with us. Now, we've been a little slow in getting them posted because we're out taking them and making them through the day, but they're being posted now, and I especially want you to see the one that we did from Mishkav Am. Some of you have been there with us where we sit at the very fingertip at the top of Israel, at this kibbutz, Mishkav Am, meaning fortress of the nation. And there through the years, we were addressed by Mike Ginsburg and then Aryeh and Bethel. As we look over into Lebanon, and for years we've been watching the buildup of Hezbollah, financed by Iran, as they put beautiful homes that look like just where we could look over at them. But those homes were strange homes. The bottom floor was where they put missiles and weaponry. And then they had a floor that a family lived on, which was the family of the warrior of Hezbollah. And there was another floor for launching rockets. which were pointed toward Israel. So I wanted to see what had happened since that war in the north. And you will see, we're posting it for you, what it used to look like and what it looks like today. So you want to connect. On YouTube, you can go to the official Dr. Billy Brim. Some people put up some other things. So for what we put up, it's going to be named Official Dr. Billy Brim. That's the YouTube. On Facebook, Dr. Billy Brim. On Instagram, just Billy Brim. And blog at the webpage, billybrim.org. So that's how you can connect with us, and we'll be having things. I'm sure when Onesimus gets here, we'll be able to put up more things even for you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In our prayer today, specifically as we pray with our understanding, as I'm in this part of the world and seeing wars and rumors of wars and what's on the table, I see a great threat to Israel from within, and it's division. It's division among their peoples. They came to a unity after the October 7 attacks, but now division has raised its ugly head again. And there are protests, and there are things happening that it makes me really, you know, I just have to lift them up for unity. And I know the same thing for America. Unity, and for our leaders. And I want to lift up to the Mike Huckabee hearings. He'll be very good as an ambassador to Israel. Excellent. And as I looked, I saw that he's being criticized for his position on what the world calls the West Bank, but I've just been there. And we read, as we were going through that place, Jeremiah 30 and 31, Ezekiel 36, it tells them to come back to the land of Ephraim, to the land of Shomron, to the land of Samaria, and build. So these people that are doing it, and they're very good people, are doing it, bless the Lord, to obey the Bible. But this world is crazy. So let's pray in our known tongue right now for our leaders. Anything you want to pray and add, Brother Max, that you'd like us to lift up?
Well, I'm in agreement with you. Everything you said is absolutely fit right here for everything going on in Israel and in the States and America in general. No, nothing really to add at this point, Miss Willie. Thank you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in fact, you did tell us that, first of all, lift up those who are in authority. Here in the United States, we're so very thankful that you have delivered us from woke leaders, and you have set into place, as far as we can tell, Lord, people, leaders, who believe in the values of the book, the Bible. We see that you have lifted up believers. We believe Donald John Trump is a believer. And we lift up him and the vice president, and we lift up the cabinet people, and we lift up the senators, and we lift up the congress people. We're lifting up leaders, governors, Lord, oh, Father, in the name above all names. To tell you the really truth, I wouldn't want to be one right now. But I am so glad to live right now and see the great things that you are doing, Father. And I do believe, and we do believe and trust, that you, O Holy One, will answer our prayers and guide our leaders. We ask you in the name above every name to guide them. We ask you for wisdom. We ask you for protection. We ask you for direction. And Father, as I sit here in Israel, and I see the divisions over the justice system, over this, over that. I know it's just the enemy trying to divide these people that you, so faithful to your word, have brought home. Holy Father, in the name above all names. You told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That means the peace that comes from being whole. That's not just absence of war. It's the peace, shalom, that comes from being whole, shalem. And so, Father, in the name above all names, with my whole heart and with all of us, we are praying for the wholeness of this city that I sit in and the unity of this city that I'm sitting in, and really we're all praying in together. As these prayers ascend to you, as our holy and precious Lord ascended to you from those mountains that I can see right now. Father, in the name above every name, I do pray for a ceasefire among the politicians, among the peoples, that they'll stop firing at each other and turn to the Lord their God. Holy Father, you are so good to let us pray. And we know that it is written that you're going to establish Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And I do pray right now. I know in the heavenlies over this city there's warfare. And I'm sitting here right now, and with the prayers of the saints who are joining me on this call, I would say to you, demon spirits in the heavenlies, I'm looking toward the heavenlies right now. I would say to you, authority is in this city because of the praying people, because of the people who know their authority and they're voicing the authority. Folks, just put your hand over toward, just point toward Jerusalem right now. And in the name, above every name, we take our authority and we say to you, satanic Satan and all the imps below, a force has come out against you. And that force is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come against you and we say, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations. We bind you, it is written, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And we use our authority and binding today and saying, angels of the living God, take victory, take victory, take victory. In the name above every name. Oh, Hamanakashka da Gabri Frandoto Shakarakange. Maradohoshwanto do go shanterigoho shakyana kudoshka dabri. Ishantoro kohoro kokokokokoho. Bangalaga halaton yenikohoro kotanyenikohoro kongombra. Mivato, mivato, mivato. Kashkoto peletihi shangye. Ikalahalai asundele kohora katapa. Midivrehitondele kohora kodolo kopretita se ko onshu. Nishato ototo. Nishato ototo kapaka alaka ane neko oloko papi baka ane neko oloko baba ache pelakocha. Iseto hoto kapa. Iseto kohora kapa. Kibarakoto shankarakoto hishek jakta. Ikalaka halakangara hatanya nikavarakatashka tancherikotoshka tabrikatikodoshendya. Ivilihito to the guhushwa. Akalaka frala kongarakatashki di prakwa. Shri guhushon to the kohon chan to the kohon je. Balakaya. Kibarakoto kohushak to the kopre. Iminikwa halakaya. Kimala hoshe ninikahai. Kale kahala kapa ninikahuruko. Tafakata hatesi. Ishanda the gobre fra, ishanda the gobre hitito, the godo shakja the kotoshka. Pidijishwa, mancho the gushwa to, belhetinya, the gombra kapra. Ishene matu, the gobre fretihinyai. Nikolo godo shankya, nado goho shengene kohoro kopre, abatura koho palika. Minikaha, yene kohoro kopa, lebele pata, yene kohoro kote, bele talakata. Ishato hosheki, ne kohoro kata, hala kaka. Mituro koto hoshengi, ne kodo hosheki, akta. Ishidi goho shwa, ishantoro koto hoshengi. Kivrakata ajande ne kodoho jande ne kodoho shakya na kodoho shakya. Kofrakati kapa, kafrakata koho shenye. Imene kwa. Abalatu barakahalai atadeko onji nikoto shkatadeka. Kele bele tonya na kohoro koto shkatape katako dashkatampe koto shkatape. Ishana motwe. Ishana matwato kohole kebre. Mitu kohoro ko bebele tanya na kohoro ko papa. Imene kahai, ko prekata ga daska. Kabre ko tele panjana no nombra kapito loko. E jidi ko shwa, ashando du kuru shirpe. Mango loko to pra, mango lo toko na kapita. Akita koho le mandaya na kahala kaya andele ko toshka tamre kapita toshka. Pile tu ko shwa. Ato. Kapala kai, kapala kai. Kibaro toho shele katanya ne kohoro kokaka. Prokotle ne mangolita astionono no pre katata prahala kai. Ishana nananan, jena kotoho shele kata. Igala hala kopra kafra kata koho shele. Imana kahayato toto koho shele pre kata halai. Kete nila kakanga. Kabile kohoro kotonya ne kohoro kopa. Imene kwa masoko tapo bebe. E shantoro koho shekia. Tafra kapra. Leboro tishko. Ola batora manangara kadashka tampre katako onjempre katala kai. Mijo do gochoa, mijo do gochoa, mangoro do gocha. Ele brehitoa, machandoro do jangene, calaca campre do gochanque. Planta goro do gochanque do gochoche. Que freca da gohole campra cata castra. E chene manué, eu não go tampre cata gadashka. E que digo, o teu preto de café, cala com o picotó, becala caia. Cale, mano, colocou, balatita, tá capra. E chamo, colocou, tete, que ha. A gavra, coto, roxê, dá la cara, com tio, no teu tal, toda cobra. E gave ele duas, vá. E de libera, coto, roxê, tanto, da coto, roxê, tchata. Ya to kede ko to ho shakshan. Ege de ko prele feta to ho shanche. Gile kondo na na go ho shakla. Am pata ko ho shakke. Am bila to mo ho chwa. Mehitai. Kabra ko to shwe, ege ne ko ho ro ko tanche, eke ko shwa. И сакато ко претја прафата онче ди кога шакјарца. Мош вате але кохорака. Пели кондвери о тото ко кого шанке до кохорака па. Еге ле кам прафрка то чеке де го тоги шанчеке. Го бите фра нюанје, ненононјане, на кохораку пе, беле тонја. О, фаве, масо тара капа. Masoka. Ibrihi twashan terakoba kafrahala kija na koreko doshka dabrika takai. Ishe de goshwelte, mashko to unche de godohu shakchakta. Ile gohoreko pre, emano nombre, kalaka frakya na koho jesu. Igele braha brako toreko te aad. Ne kohoro ko te le para ko ko manakai. Biri kahalakaya na kohoro ko papa. Biri gochwa maskoto blika de gadahasha kalakakaya. Kihi nya na kohoro katahasha ncha na kadahasha ya na kadahasha. E se vê que eu estou chuata, eu estou bebê. E ele liga para a Fro, ele para a Catânia, ele corre com o Pepe. Et je ne côté de Dalakafly. Kalakafly, Kalakafly. Bédonia, bédonia, bédonia. Il me dit quoi? Ma chou, que le couvre-copaille. Ton couvre-copette. Et je ne m'attaille. Gangalato, que le couvre-copaille. Kala congambilité, que le couvre-chacun corrompi. Et qui te halaï, et qui te fait couvre-moi. Ikzamal keshle. Kabrika tukuhule, ishana makaya na kaha, kabrika tukuhule kambra. Dile kupre, ishan toto kuhusha, akara kaya na kuhule kampidio, makuru kudoshke dembrika tukuhule kupra. Kabrika tukuhule kambra, kya na kutu ishe chata, ishana makakai, ala koko, brika tida dihisha. Kole koko kopetia. Koko kapai. Ah, no, no, no. Mi kolo ganga. Mi dola ganga paka lita ka alai. Eje diko oto paka ala lai la lai. Eje ndara kohora ka ala kaya ni. Peko la karaka lita ka hajanda ni. Ege li koko kopaka. Andyo no ke ala kita ko ochita acha ita ala vita ala vi. Kaji no kra pakalita kape kota kikihila ajentota ajentoto ajentoto kapali ke palito kafrakata no kori mantoloko mantoloko pakali etelikaka anje ita etelikaka anjali mekolokoka meilimokoka pakalakalia no koli peto 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 Eje naka asha naka asha neko naka ma. Meto fraka, meto fraka, meto fraka pala ki. Alidare peria naka obara kayanda li. Eba loko roli zambra kala dida ko me. Estionta aprakita. Astionta ele apalito ambalora mango dibra kafrale. Uwashito tosha para kambra kilia nomani. Kobalaila, 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 flandali. Bushwater, bushwatongra kapa. Ile le koka, ande le koka, ande le koka, apina. Kora kita, kora kita, kora kita, frakali. Moledanya, 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 frakali. Kumba. Ashi, Nongori, Kiebalika, Kangalai, Mecho Branja Nokora Tishka, Ali Bondi Mekwadi, Kangalita, Kangali, Gobrataya Nangaraka, Ati Dobra Akilai. Ijo Nombre, Mangoli, Kafrakora Mangalai, Ashkotora Mangali. Betorata, 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 kafraki, ajutebre kafrakanya, alikoka, aliki. Bongwatita, 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 frali mai. Obalita, sakarite, tenor, kato, kushai. Sandira, kongu, sapra, katistika. Nindio, nuko, kato, leshki, debra, kato. Nindio, kato, itra. Nindo toko fraka la kaya na kahalaya to te amapatashka. Ise na matuersko tonchi. Ise na makwa ise toko o le brakataya. Kabrika toho le ise ando loko o tapra. Kafrika de kahalai ando ando ando. Miduko wa pala kataya na kala konga. Je ne me toi pas la congara côté. Kafraka de Hilika. Kangara koto isha. Isha tout kuhu tampra. Ikala kahala kambrek te fratello de gobrek yanakai. Et je ne me tu pas la kai yanakokolo kobrak te fraka dashke. Meno nombre kafra. Motobri vratashke. Kelega prakya na kotoshka kabrika de bontoshka. Ke prahatai, ke prahalatai. Dicendo coppa, dalla coppretta fra catena, una coro cotosca. Cosa che tu cogliente che ti callai. Avono qua, a meno qua, a capintogna. Pole baracattai, una coro cotosca di pa. Mito la coppretta e fangio la cotosca tappre. Imano quello, non quello, con grazia, non quello, con grazia, franzione, non nome. E santo lo cojo per la caja, fai. E calamandio, per la caja, la caia, non cojo lo cupi, per la catai. E santo lo cojo suegde, per la cobre, che te cantania, non cojo lo cucambre, che te caja, laila, la tonja. E se te cojo suara, caffè, Mania toro 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 te ki bele halala mehnyana kohala le ke bele halala kaya nonyani ke bele halala kabala li kotane Oje de kohoro kafla, o balataya tanga kodoshka tapre. Poshkwe de kohoro ko pepianto, pepiantopra, e vele tonyene kwa, tergo de akala kreketi icha. E mene kahala kakra, go balataya. Itiano nombre, itiano nombre kafla, Ine ne ma quello nostro ti pratia na cohora cotosca di bracataia da congenio. Ince di cotoro cotosca da procara catania ne cohora copra. Ibili tu sua a todo co oce di cambra capisca. Ince ne ma cara catania ne cohora copretti di cahalaila, halaila, halaila. Oh, oh, la tatia, oh, oh, la tatia. E je ne vado a scelte di capraccia. Capi la cogna di capo, per le titia. E je ne vado a scatore a toppe che tu callai. E me ne quahala, e me ne quahala, cala varato, e ne coro con bosca. E je ne capraccia, ne codoscia, piando, ne codascia, Kashka tombre kataka halaila, halaila, halaila. Bun fra chana mokora katope. Bun fra maniko lo kopre kataka la halaila, halaila, halaila. Blessed be the name. Oh, prakatakaya, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we just praise you and thank you and give you glory. You've been so good to us, Lord. You are so good to us. You watched over us on this trip. You've strengthened us, oh Lord. You helped us walk in health. Mo de libra halakai and hoprakta fradushka dabri kadugondoshka libraktya. In the name above all names, I just thank you for the WWPs. Thank you for the people who pray. And whose hearts are thine. And I just thank you that you hear us. And you told us last week that we have each other. And you told us that when we pray together, we should pray together with joy. And we're thankful for joy, Lord. We're thankful for the joy of the Lord. We're thankful to live in this day and live in this hour and walk in the joy of the Lord. And we thank you for being able to pray together. Now we thank you for the supernatural manifestation of the interpretation of the tongues you so graciously filled our mouths with today. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Praise your name, praise your name, amen. Praise your name.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Very well, or very well.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, start with Genesis 13. Genesis 13, verses 14, 1-4 through 18. Genesis 13, verses 14 through 18. Okay, next statement here, it's underlined. This statement is all underlined. My promise to bring blessing to all the nations. My promise to bring blessing to all the nations. And my promise will be fulfilled through Abraham's seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all underlined. I'll read it again. My promise to bring blessing to all the nations. My promise to bring blessing to all the nations. And my promise will be fulfilled through Abraham's seed.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Next statement. To reach the thousands, yeah, with an S, thousands, to reach the thousands of diverse people, D-I-V-E-R-S-E, diverse people in your world, in your prayer with my prophet and friend, to reach the thousands of diverse people in your world, in your prayer with my prophet and friend, so that I will be known by each and everyone. So that I will be known by each and everyone. I'll read it again. To reach the thousands of diverse people in your world, in your prayer with my prophet and friend, so that I will be known by each and everyone. And that is the statement. All right. Next he gave us Matthew 28:28, verse 19, 1-9. Matthew 28:19. Revelation 5:9. Revelation 5:9. Matthew 28:19. Revelation 5:9. Next statement. All right. A little long. Half of it is underlined. I'll go from the beginning here. Non-underlined part. You will see my purpose. You will see my purpose for the nations. You will see my purpose for the nations are fulfilled you will see my purpose for the nations are fulfilled. Great multitude, more they can be, more they can be numbered, N-U-M-B-E-R-E-D, they can be numbered.
Is you, that word they or them? Then.
I believe it's they. There is a Y.
Okay.
In the end. It actually looks like I, the way that it's been written here.
Okay.
But I believe it's they, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you will see my purpose for the nations are fulfilled, great multitude. Yeah, great multitude, more than, are they, sorry, they can be numbered. Your place in, your place in, okay. So your place in, and now this is the underlined part. Your place in that, underlined, that start with that, great gathering, gathering, people, and tongues. I'm sorry, maybe it's not making sense, but I'm just going to keep reading. The Lord will guide me and guide all of us. So the underlying part, that great gathering, people, and tongues, and the great gathering been secured by the blood of the Lamb. Okay. Praise God. Okay. So the underlying part, start with that great gathering, people, and tongues. And the great gathering been secured by the blood of the Lamb. Now I'm going to read all of it, and I'll highlight the underline. Start from the beginning. You will see my purpose for the nations are fulfilled. Great multitude, more. More they can be numbered. Your place in, underline part, that great gathering, people, and tongues, and the great gathering been secured by the blood of the Lamb. I'm just
praise
reading word
Lord.
To word, the Lord. What the Lord gave us,
that's
I'm
wonderful.
Reading word to word. Okay. Next scripture is Matthew 24:14. Matthew 24:14. Psalm 67:3. Psalm 67:3. Luke 17:17. Luke 17:21. Luke 17:21. Matthew 24:14. Psalm 67:3. Luke 17:21. Next statement. God's people in God's place. God's people in God's place. So there is an S, God's people in God's place. Both names of God have an S. Okay, and the statement goes on like this with underline. So God's people in God's place is not underlined. This part is underlined. Under my rule, I am the faithful ruler. Under my rule, I am the faithful ruler and righteous of the kingdom. And that is the statement. Under my rule, I am the faithful ruler and righteous of the kingdom. So the whole statement read like this. Non-underlined part, God's people in God's place. Underlined part, under my rule, I am the faithful ruler and righteous of the kingdom. Okay. I believe we got that, Ms. Lee.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next scriptures. Wow. Three of them, and they all Luke. All right. Luke 4:43. Luke 4, chapter 4, verse 43. Luke 8:1. Luke 8, verse 1. Luke 11:20. Luke 11:20. So Luke 4:43, Luke 8, verse 1, Luke 11, verse 20. Next statement. I am your Jesus, who turns... who transforms... Wow. I am your Jesus who transforms the kingdom. That is the statement. I am your Jesus who transforms the kingdom. I am your Jesus who transforms the kingdom. And that is the statement. Next scripture.
Did you say it was underlined, brother?
No. It's not underlined. I actually want to underline it, but it's not. It's not. No.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am your Jesus who transforms the kingdom. Next scripture. John 6:15. John 6:15. Next statement. Okay. Read like this. Stay focused. E-D in the end. Stay focused on the coming of let me spell this word. I'm just having, praise the Lord. C-O-N-Q-U-E-R.
Conquer?
Is that a word?
Conquer?
Oh, it is conquer. Yeah, it is conquer. Yep. Yep, conquer.
What letter does it end with?
R.
Okay. Is it C-O-N-Q-U-E-R?
Correct.
So, from the beginning, could you please read it again?
The statement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stay focused on the coming of conquer or who would rescue them. Let me see this. And, oh, there's more to it, but that's underlined. Okay, let's finish this statement here. Stay focused on the coming of conquer or who would rescue them.
Mm.
Yeah. So the statement has more to it, and it's underlined. Oh, my goodness. Okay, read like this. The same statement, but this part is underlined. From there, political enemies. That's why I am your king. From their political enemies, that's why I am your king. So from their political enemies, that's why I am your king is underlined. Praise the Lord, sure different today. Okay, so the whole statement read like this. Stay focused on the coming of conquer or who would rescue them. Underline part, from their political enemies. That's why I am your king. That's the full statement. Next scripture here, John 18, 36, 36. John 18, 36. Luke 10, 9. Luke 10, 9. All right. Luke 10, 9. Next statement. Through my victorious death, D-E-A-T-H, through my victorious death and resurrection, and resurrection, I am the one who redeems the kingdom. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Through my victorious death and resurrection, I am the one who redeems the kingdom. And that is the statement. Through my victorious death and resurrection, I am the one who redeems the kingdom. All right. Next scripture is Colossians with a C. Colossians 2. Verses 14 and 15. Colossians 2, chapter 2, verses 14, 1-4, and 15, 1-5. Then the Lord gave us the book of Acts 1, verses 6 through 8. Acts 1, verses 6 through 8. All right. Next statement, part is underlined and part is not. Start with underline. So I'm going to read the underlined part first, which is the beginning of it. I will return to achieve the final victory. I will return to achieve the final victory in my name. The name. Okay. I will return to achieve the final victory in my name. The name. That's the underlined part. Now the statement goes on like this. Everything I read, all of that is underlined. But I will return to achieve the final victory in my name, the name. Now, non-underlined part, and it's belong to the same statement. So continue on. Script, S-C-R-I-B-E-D.
Scribed.
Scribed. Thank you. Scribed on my body. On my body. Yeah, scribed on my body is King of Kings. Is King of Kings. Scribed on my body is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wow. Okay. So the underlying part, I will return to achieve the final victory in my name, the name scribed on my body. This part is not underlined. Scribed on my body is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Is there a word, T-H-E, before the King of Kings or just King of Kings?
No, just King of Kings.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay. Let's see here. Praise the Lord. Next scripture is Revelation, the book of Revelation 19:19, verse 16. Revelation 19:16. All right. Exodus, the book of Exodus 9:16. Exodus 9:16. Revelation 19:16. Exodus 9:16. All right, this statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. My heart, my heart for all mankind. My heart for all mankind, all people, peoples. Yeah, peoples, business. My heart for all mankind, all people, every creation, every language, and the world. W-O-R-L-D, and the world. Okay, I'll read it again. So this statement is all underlined. My heart for all mankind, all peoples, every creation, every language, and the world. And that is the statement. My heart for all mankind, all peoples, every creation, every language, and the world. We're two scriptures here and then the signature. Joshua 4, verse 24. Genesis 12:3. Genesis 12:3. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I've been able to speak Hebrew lately and listen to a lot of Hebrew. And the way Hebrew is structured is exactly the way some of this is structured, rather than like our English would be structured. So when the scriptures and when the statements came, I think about that. You could very well say that in Hebrew just like that. Okay. Genesis 13. 14 through 18. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it. To you I will give it, and to your seed forever. I will make your seed, your descendants, as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your seed can also be numbered. arise, walk through the land, the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord. This is God's great promise to the seed of Abraham for the land. And now, underlined, my promise to bring blessing to all the nations, and my promise will be fulfilled through Abraham's seed. All underlined. To reach the thousands of diverse people in your world, in your prayer with my prophet and friend, so that I will be known by each and every one. Matthew 28:19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Now that is the ESV. Rather than language, other translations use tongue. You were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You will see my purpose for the nations are fulfilled. Great multitudes, more than they be numbered. Your
Miss Billy?
In, yes, that can be numbered.
Okay. No, I just want to go over the statement. It's see my purposes, not purpose. Quinn is sitting here, she told me purposes, not purpose. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So change that to purposes. See my
purposes. Hold on a jiffy. You will see my purposes for the nations are fulfilled. Great multitudes, more they can be numbered. Your place in, and now underlined, that great gathering, people and tongues, and the great gathering been secured by the blood of the Lamb. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel, or good news, actually, this good news of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to fix my something here on my computer. Can you just give me just a second here? Okay, I'm going to start all over with my computer. Just give me a little second here, okay?
Oh, take your time, Miss Billy. Praise the Lord.
Okay. I need to set it up. Reset it up. And it won't take me very long. It's done. Okay, now where was I? Had I read, what scripture had I read? Matthew 24:14. Now Psalm 67:3.
Yes.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Hallelujah. He's really talking about the nations and mankind. It's wonderful. Luke 17:21. That's what we prayed for today. Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst. God's people in God's place. Underline now, from now on. Under my rule, I am the faithful ruler and righteous of the kingdom. Luke 4:43. But he said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. Luke 8:1. Soon afterward, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Luke 11:20. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. I am your Jesus who transforms the kingdom. John 6:15. Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Folks, he is going to be king. And he's going to be king of a coming kingdom on this earth. But it wasn't time. He had to fulfill that part that secured the kingdom by death, burial, and resurrection first. Stay focused on the coming of conquer, or who would rescue them, then underlined, from their political enemies. That's why I am your king. He's already our king, but he's going to be king of the whole earth, seen as king. John 18:36. My kingdom, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews, but my kingdom is not of this world. Actually, that was the ESV, and it used the word world, and others don't translate it world. Here is the King James. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. And the New American says, not from this realm. Okay. Luke 10:8.
Miss Billy, very quick before you read Luke 10:8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's conqueror. I thought it's conqueror, but it's conqueror. Stay focused on the coming.
Oh, that makes more sense, yeah.
Quintalit. I mean, to me, I'm like, okay, it's another word, but it's not.
Sure. Quinn, thank God for you. So here is the word. I thought it would be conqueror, but I should have asked. All right, here we go with that statement that Quinn just now corrected. Stay focused on the coming of conqueror, or who would rescue them.
No, take or out.
What?
Take or out. It's the full word, conqueror.
Oh, it's conqueror. Ooh. All right. Take
Ooh.
Or out.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Stay focused on the coming of conqueror who would rescue them from their political enemies. That's why I am your king. Okay, here we go again. Stay focused on the coming of conqueror who would rescue them. And then underline, from their political enemies. That's why I am your king. And then we had John 18:36. And now
Luke 10:9.
Heal the sick, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Through my victorious death and resurrection, I am the one who redeems the kingdom. Colossians 2:14-15. King James, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And this is it in the New American. Having canceled out the certificate of death, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Now, folks, to understand this scripture, you need to go back a few scriptures and see that it's God the Father that's doing this. And he's doing it through the him. The last of verse 15 is Jesus. Just reading the King James, you might think that applies to Jesus, but doing it. But it's the Father doing it through him. I'm going to go back and show you that. Okay, let's go back and I'm going to read it. From verse 12. And having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God the Father, who raised him from the dead, when you were dead in your transgressions and uncircumcision of your flesh, he, God the Father, made you alive together with him, Jesus, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of death consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he, God the Father, has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, when he, God the Father, had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him, Jesus. It shouldn't be it, as in the King James. It's him, as the other translations have. Acts 1, 6 through 8. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now what he's talking about there then, he's ready to ascend. I'm looking out here over the Mount of Olives at a place they put a tall tower, which they say, tradition says, that's where he ascended. I'm not sure that's the spot, but I'm sure that's the mountain. And so they were there, and they said, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Did you see, when he talked to us about the kingdom before, he said, redeem the kingdom. Israel had the kingdom, and then they lost it. So this is talking about that earthly kingdom of Israel, and he's going to restore it to them. And he said to them, it's not for you to know. So, folks, that kingdom is going to be restored, and it won't be very long. And that kingdom will be an earthly kingdom, and this city I'm sitting in will be its capital. And heavenly Jerusalem, which you and I will occupy, will come down over earthly Jerusalem for that next millennial reign. Praise the Lord. It's exciting to be sitting here and read this verse and look out my window and see the place. Now, underlined. I will return to achieve the final victory in my name. The name scribed on my body is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He didn't use the words written. He used the word that they did, scribes. Scribes wrote, you know. So as to the underlining, here it goes, underlined. I will return to achieve the final victory in my name. Then underlined. The name, then not underlined. Scribed on my body is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah! Kings of the earth, get ready for the real king. Hallelujah. Revelation 19:16. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wow. Hallelujah. Are you there, Max?
Yes, I am here. I'm looking at the I will return. It's returns with an S.
I will return
to achieve. To achieve
the final victory in my name. All underlined.
Yeah. And you know what really got me? Oh, I just want to say this. When you said, I'm looking at Mount Olive, and you know, the Lord rose to heaven from here? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe there is an answer here, Miss Billy. That you're looking at Mount Olive, and he's telling us this morning.
Yes. That's what I think.
He
quoted Acts 1:6-8. Happened right where I'm looking at.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And then he tells us the name scribed on his body is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then he gives us the scripture where it is written. He has a name written on his robe and on his thigh. That's his body. King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Exodus 9:16. But for this purpose, I have raised you up to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. This is interesting. That's something that was said to Moses, by Moses to the Lord to Moses. He's talking to Pharaoh. He said to Pharaoh, I raised you up. Yeah. For this purpose I've raised you up to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow I will cause heavy hail to fall. So I think this is showing that he's about to show his power even on those that have been raised up. You know, raised up in power. His name is going to be proclaimed.
Yes. Yes.
You know? I'm talking, here was Pharaoh. He was a king. But God said, you didn't get to be king just for nothing. I raised you up to be king to show that I'm the King of Kings.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I think he's giving us this verse.
Yeah.
There are
it's
kings
right
on
there.
This earth.
Yeah,
there are kings on this earth that are in power. But before it's all over, their very purpose has been he is the King of Kings. He's going to show in conquering them, that he's the King of Kings. King of Kings.
King of Kings.
See, he was talking to Pharaoh then. An earthly king.
Yeah, he's
but
saying
he's the King of Kings.
So, I am the one who have written, like wrote on my body, is king. It happened.
Now let's just don't. This is Billy Brim. This is not Max. This is not the Lord. Let's just say the last administration that was there here in America, but God showed His power over it.
Right.
Because he's
my goodness. Yes, he did.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory. Now this is underlined. My heart for all mankind, all people. Every creation, every language, and the world. Joshua 4:24. on my fingers didn't do right. So that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
In Genesis. Wow.
He's talking about all the peoples of the earth today, all of mankind. That's his heart. And he's actually saying that he's going to show himself very strong and mighty so that they'll know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because here, what is he talking about? He's talking about dividing the Jordan River and dividing the Red Sea. And he did it. And everybody still knows about that. But all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Genesis 12:3, and we know this one. And this is really what he began with. I will bless those who bless you, and curse him who curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. In Israel, in the seed of Abraham. And that's what he started out telling us. My promise to bring, this is the first statement, underlined. My promise to bring blessing to all the nations, and my promise will be fulfilled through Abraham's seed. And actually, folks, remember that last phrase, the closest one that gets to it is the Amplified in English. It's clear in Hebrew. In you will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves. How you treat Israel, then the seed of Abraham in Israel, then that's how your nation will be blessed. And how your person will be blessed. So he started and ended that he wants to bless all the peoples of the world, and he loves them. He's calling them to himself. He sent Jesus to die for everyone. His heart's for all mankind. But nations as nations are going to know the blessings by how they treat Israel. Bless the Lord. So it's quite amazing to sit here in the land and hear today's scriptures. Really great. So,
yeah.
Have anything to add, brother?
I was just going to say also, you know, Quinn and I talking here, you know, in Genesis 12:3, the Lord really is speaking to us too, you know, about the church in Jordan need to believe that they need to bless Israel. The body of Christ need to bless Israel.
And they do need to believe.
And that's why, and that's why we're here. Now, another question: do you think I am the seed of Abraham or Ishmael?
You're the seed. You're the seed of Abraham, but this seed is going to be fulfilled through the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the one that he's talking about in Genesis 13. But you're the seed. You're in the church.
That's true.
You're born again.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yes,
in the third
amen.
Group of the
yes.
church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't have to see yourself as a Gentile. You were the seed of Abraham through Ishmael, or
Ishmael.
It was through one of the other of Abraham's children. He had, you know, a lot of children, so I don't know which one your family came from.
Yeah,
but
But
that's not how you get your blessing. You get your blessing. You're in that third group of people, the church. You're not a Gentile anymore. You're not.
Amen.
You're not even seen as the seed of Abraham that way. You're seen as the seed of of course, the child of God, correct? Child of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You're in the third group of people. But this blessing that's coming through Abraham's seed is through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the seed of Israel.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, I will be on Facebook tonight. You know, we're not going to have service at the church, but I will be live at 6:30 p.m. Put it this way, in Minneapolis.
You'll be live at 6:30 p.m. Which is what time here?
2:30 a.m.
2:30 a.m. You're going to be up.
Yeah, I really slept. You know, I landed yesterday at 3 p.m. and I came home. I slept mm-hmm. for 3 hours, and then before the call, I slept for 4 hours. So I believe I'll be up
okay.
for a while, at least.
You'll
hours.
Be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Your turnaround.
I'll adjust.
Okay.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
So tonight, now, folks, let's remind ourselves one more time. Tonight for me. And oh, I'm telling you, that tour group, they were a little disappointed that they couldn't be on this call. So I'm asking everybody at home to archive it really soon because they want to listen to the call. And then we'll delay it just a bit to give them time to get in here and get their dinner and then be on the call. So that will be 7:30 Jerusalem time, and it will be 12:30 noon Branson and Minneapolis time. Okay.
It's 30 for me. Yeah, it's 30 for me.
8:30
okay.
for you. Okay. Yeah. And so we'll see you soon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.